Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Videos released recently reveal what Kamala Harris has tried to conceal for almost a decade. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, as we've been saying all along with our Sandra Merritt client in this case, you just follow the dotted line. It goes all the way back to Kamala Harris.
It does. And Kamala Harris was the attorney general in California back in 2015 and before that.
And received a lot of money from Planned Parenthood.
Yes, and then she went to the United States Senate and the baton was passed to Xavier Becerra.
Who also received a lot of money from Planned Parenthood.
And he now is also in the Biden administration as the Secretary of the Health and Human Services. So back in 2015, Sandra Merritt, our client, and David DeLeiden, who was the founder of the Center for Medical Progress, they teamed up and they filmed videos in 2015 during an undercover investigation that included Planned Parenthood and various organ procurement companies and others with regards to trafficking in human baby body parts. So they were released in 2015, some of them were. And it really shook the world as to these undercover videos. These
were 15 total, right? Yeah.
Yeah, there was a number of them, but they were released. Some of them were. Mm-hmm. And then California, at the time, Attorney General Kamala Harris investigated, and she sent an officer to David DeLeiden's home to raid his home so that they could stop the release of more videos. And so they confiscated all of his electronics and computers. And they then went to a federal judge, Planned Parenthood. Kamala Harris initiated all this. Xavier Becerra then became the attorney general. He continued it. And a judge issued an injunction to bar the release of any more of these videos and to put them under court seal. And now then the attorney general who took Kamala's place, Xavier Becerra, filed criminal charges, 15 of them against Sandra and David and others for this undercover investigation that outraged even the mainstream or legacy media, including the Los Angeles newspaper editorial board. They wrote an editorial blasting Xavier Becerra. So for nearly a decade, since 2015, 2016, we have not been able to show you these videos. In fact, Holly, remember when we went to the first trial that was 6 weeks with Planned Parenthood in a federal court, and we wanted to show the videos to the jury. And the judge refused to allow us to show the videos to the jury. We're only able to show one or two. And the reason we were able to show them is because the defendants, or the witnesses, I should say, in the case, in one of the cases was Dr. Nucatola. She was on the stand and she opened up the door by saying something that allowed us to get the video in, and that was one of them that we were able to show to the jury. But the rest of them we were not, and they've been under court order, and if we were to talk about them or release them, anybody who was part of that case were banned by the court. So now what happened is Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, thanks to her, on July 30, she had subpoenaed these videos, and she chaired a panel to release these videos. David DeLeiden was present and he presented these videos in the congressional hearing. And she then released the full versions of the subpoenaed videos to the public.
Right.
So there was an effort to go back by the abortionist to the judge to hold David DeLeiden in contempt of court. But the judge said no, because those videos were subpoenaed and they were already released to the public by this congressional subpoena, so the judge could not sanction David DeLeiden. So here's the videos. This is what Kamala Harris didn't want you to see.
Of course, and you go to the bottom line. Kamala Harris, Xavier Becerra, Planned Parenthood. They're all about making money. They don't care about these babies. But I remember watching some of that hearing, and Congresswoman MTG and those other members of Congress just sat there just horrified by what David Daleiden was telling them. And like, that's what we've been saying all these years.
And we couldn't show the videos because
what they're doing to these babies.
They didn't want the public to see them.
They're tearing
Kamala
them
Harris.
Yeah, they're tearing them apart and then they're selling them for profit.
So Dr. Anne Schutt Ein, the chief medical officer of Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, explained in one of the videos how to keep baby body parts intact while avoiding violating the partial birth abortion law, which prohibits killing a baby if any part of the body below the navel is outside the mother's body. So she explains, quote, if I'm doing a procedure and I'm seeing that I'm in fear that it's about to come to the umbilicus or the navel, I might ask for a second set of forceps to hold the body at the cervix and pull off a leg or two. So it's not PBA, so it's not a partial birth abortion.
It's horrendous.
It's unbelievable. In another video, Tram Nguyen, a registered nurse and the Planned Parenthood branch vice president of abortion access, explained that some days babies are delivered to buyers, highly dismembered, and other days they are not. Quote, we just had to hurry up, whereas other days it's more intact, where it's like maybe only like an arm that's disarticulated, said Nguyen.
You know, and all these videos reveal that. I remember, you know, when David and Sandra were undercover and maybe having lunch with one of these abortionists, and she's just having eaten her lunch and just casually talking about, yeah, so I changed the position of the baby to get better parts. And it's just, they're so jaded and such an evil agenda going on here. They don't even realize, I think, what they're doing.
Yeah, so David Daleiden and Sandra Mehr originally released a collection of videos in 2015 following their 30-month undercover investigation that exposed Planned Parenthood regarding aborted baby body parts. Shortly thereafter, Planned Parenthood sought and won a federal injunction to prevent further release and dissemination of the videos. In 2016, Harris met with top Planned Parenthood officials and ordered law enforcement to raid David Daleiden's home to seize the videos and all the electronics. Rather than investigate Planned Parenthood, Kamala Harris launched a criminal investigation into David and Sandra Merritt, and they were eventually charged with violating California's recording law. David Daleiden and Sandra Merritt are the first undercover journalists to ever be charged with a crime for making undercover recordings in a public interest, as this is in the history of California.
But they did not break the undercover recording laws. They followed the law by the book.
Yeah, because the law says if you do these recordings in a place where there's no expectation of privacy, then it's not a confidential recording. Now, if you did it in someone's privacy of their home or in an office where you're just there and the door shut, it's just you and the person, there's perhaps an expectation of privacy. But if you're doing these recordings, as they did in heavily trafficked conference areas where people are with other people and they're talking, and there's all kinds of people around, or in restaurants where people are all around the table and they're just talking out loud. Or in one case, Holly, you remember this, where the recording is taking place in an elevator and other people join in the elevator and the person continues to talk and these other people are unrelated to the conversation. That means that they really don't care if somebody else hears them. In fact, they didn't care that somebody else heard them because, unbelievably, it's hard to even grasp this. They're proud about what they're doing, and they're greedy about getting more money, and so they're willing to do more of the same.
Remember the one abortionist that was bragging, oh, I do this so I can get a Lamborghini?
I know.
She said that on one of the videos, too.
You know, it's I always say that in warfare, whether it's in competition or in any other situation, you have to know your adversary. You have to know your adversary. You have to know the arena that you're engaged in. You have to know yourself. Those are the three things in any competition, warfare, spiritual or physical, or competitive sport. It's hard, however, to really grasp the mindset of the abortionist here because we don't think in this evil way that actually happens. And so it's hard to even talk about this because you don't think like this. You would never harm someone like this, no matter whether they were your worst adversary. But this happens daily, people, and it happens, and we have to stand up in our time. In fact, now we have these abortion amendments on the ballot. Florida is a prime example, because we have to stand for human life. So go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/FL amendment and lc.org/abortion amendments.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.